We're talking about mothers of sons when dad is not around, and so often that child, that son, that boy's behavior becomes the outward manifestation of mom's self-esteem. She triumphs when the child triumphs, so pushes the child to perform for self-esteem. Be very careful. I'm not what I do. I'm who I am. Be very careful, mom.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. This week, we've been talking about mothers of sons when dad is not around. And if you missed any of the programs earlier this week, you can listen to them online at parentingtoday.org. Sign up to get them automatically on your smartphone or even the email blog that you can sign up for there, parentingtoday.org. Now, talking about this whole child performance, kind of connecting to a mom's self-esteem, I think that's almost any mom, first of all.
I do. I agree. If she's not careful, that child's report card's really her report card.
Right.
I agree.
Right. But we want our kids also to grow up to be, you know, our sons to grow up to be moral men of integrity and all that. And if dad has goofed or dad's just gone off the deep end, I want him to know that those are not the decisions that you should make. He's a bad example to my son. I don't even want my son around him because he's such a bad example. And I've pointed that out to him.
Hmm.
And I want him to grow up to almost want to not be like his dad. How do I do that?
I have to be very careful in this process with my ex. Let's say I'm a mom. My ex is out there doing horrible things, but my ex still gets that child every other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not careful, I will make my ex be even more radical to validate his behavior and his cool or his anger in front of my son. So I have to be very careful. No. Do I endorse that kind of behavior? No. And do we pray for dad? Yes. Do I pray for dad because he's a filthy, rotten sinner? No. And I want to make sure that my child knows this is our home. We don't do that in this home. We don't watch that in this home. It's just different here. Well, what's wrong with daddy? Your daddy is different than we are. We're doing everything we can to live for Christ here. So daddy's not a Christian? Honey, I really am not sure what your daddy is right now. That's not the discussion I want to have. And so, mom, do you not want me to go visit dad? And I think you have to be very careful how you answer that question, because mm-hmm. that little boy is going to go to dad and say, you know, mom doesn't want me to come here. Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then be careful, because he is under an intense influence of his dad every other weekend. Is it possible for this dad to be at a point where his behavior is so bad that you won't have to let your son go? That would be awesome. But if it doesn't work out like that, be very, very careful that you're not actually encouraging your ex to get more radical in his deviant behavior just to get back at you for what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Be very careful. In the middle of this is this fragile little tissue paper called your son. And he's trying to figure out loyalty, the awe of dad, the love and nurturing of mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the dichotomy is going to speak for itself. I came to Christ because I saw extremes. That's what led me to Christ. I saw two women functioning in such different extremes that I was initially drawn to one. It was Madeline Murray O'Hara, actually, who spoke on our campus, angry, 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 the founder of the Atheist Party, and this gorgeous freshman named Rosemary Johnson, who was sharing the gospel with me and wouldn't go out with me. And when I talked to her about this Madeline Murray, she felt bad for her that she would be that angry.
Mm.
And I just realized, wow, they couldn't be more different. And in the process, I realized I was Madeline Murray O'Hara. I grew up in that home of anger. And here's a person who really gets it. It took a long time, but I got it. And I came to, and Rosemary led me to Christ and years later married me. But I think what we have to be very careful is he still going to that house? Is it given he's going to visit his dad? And biologically, he comes from his dad. And am I a bad person like my dad? Is it genetic? And am I going there? And I go there and I want to be loyal to my dad. And I feel guilty having loyalty to anybody now. You've kind of pulled me apart and I go into a hole. And all of a sudden, you wonder why I'm making horrible grades. I'm in a hole here. I don't know what to do. And so I'm going to find all my friends on Facebook. It's just safer.
Mm-hmm.
So be very careful. Be very careful. No, you don't endorse your ex's behavior, but be very careful what you say. It's still their dad. He's still going there on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. But you can get involved in that trap I mean, really, you know, daddy left us. Why would you want to be with daddy? He left you.
That's pain talking.
Right.
It's real easy for Bobby Barnes to sit here in the comfort of this cushioned chair. and I'm not dealing with that. And so, yeah, I get it. I get it. But wow, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I don't have to let that happen. And I have to ask God, Lord, I am so mad at him right now, at my ex. I am so mad. Would you give me the strength not to spew out this acid in front of my child? I am so mad at what happened this past weekend when my 12-year-old was over at my ex's. Whatever it is, be very careful, because that's still his dad and he's still going there. And all of a sudden, this child becomes this pinata we pull apart between the two of us if we're not careful.
And not a pinata, but the bat too. I mean, sometimes moms will... Hey, you know what? I'm going to feed you this. Why don't we do this? Your daddy's done this. We're going to get together and we're going to do this. You know what? You don't have to go anymore. You don't have to do that. And then I have a hard time believing any mom would want to use their child. I don't think they even process. They don't think they're using their child. But I've seen a lot of different cases where you're like, a kid wouldn't normally do that unless... they were put up to it, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't think they would do this to their child. I don't think they realize, and I think sometimes there's a righteousness about it. He is living a despicable lifestyle. And so if he is living a despicable lifestyle, or she's living a despicable lifestyle, whichever way this is, we happen to be talking about mothers of sons when dad's not there. And she feels compelled. How do I protect this child? And I think if custody issue is a custody issue, he's going there every other weekend. The real question to God is, how have you permitted this? Do you know? Are you even here? Mm-hmm. And I know Romans 8:28 says, and we know God causes all things to work together for good. What's the good in this?
How is it going to work out for any good?
Yeah. So why did Joseph go to prison anyway? He did the right thing and ran from Potiphar's wife. Mm-hmm. It led to him becoming prime minister of Egypt. Mm-hmm. We have to decide to trust God. We have to decide to do our part. We have to decide not to live on anger. We have to decide not to live on saying horrible things to this child who can't process this information. It's still my dad. And by the way, I'm kind of thinking in my mind, dad's really cool because I'm a child and dad's living this whatever lifestyle, or projecting it or betraying it and trying to look like he's successful or whatever it is. And so I'm in such a quandary as a child. I've got to have a safe place to go. And mom, I feel bad dumping this on you. Can I ask you some questions about dad? Mm-hmm. He said this, or he let me look at this. I know I could never do it here, but is that the right thing? Well, let me ask you, if you were sitting there with Jesus, would you have done this? Would we have done this? Would we have watched this in church? You're asking me my opinion. I want to take it past my opinion. Do you think on a Wednesday night in church, we'd have watched that on the screen? Mm-hmm. And a Wednesday night in church, you think we'd have said that? So it's not me against your dad. Your dad's going through something and we need to pray for him. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, honey, I think your dad's just mad at me. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's trying to be opposite of me in that behavior. We need to pray for your dad. Well, what should I do when I'm there? What would you like to do? Well, I'm not comfortable watching that. Or I really like watching that. Mm-hmm. Would you do it at church? So how does it make it right there? I'm not asking you to take your dad on. And I feel bad for you going in that place. That's so not your job to take your dad on. And if you want, I will talk to him. No, mom, please don't. Yeah. Okay, but we will pray together. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that you get sent into that. Right now, there are no options. And let's remember, this is your dad. We need to pray for him.
Mm-hmm. I think single moms also deal a lot with, you know, things didn't go well with the marriage and there was a divorce. So they want things to go so well with their son.
Well, they overinvest.
They overdo it. And then when their kid messes up, maybe he does, like, you don't allow horror movies. And then he goes with his dad and he goes to the IMAX to see the ultimate horror movie and comes back and you're thinking, oh my gosh, you know.
But let's weigh it out. There are some things we need to weigh out. There's worse than horror movies he could be watching with his dad. And did I let my kids? No, the minute I said that, people are going, oh my goodness, did I let my kids watch those movies? No, I don't even like watching those movies. Never did for some reason. Mm-hmm. Even when I was a pagan, I didn't like watching those movies. But sometimes it's the littlest things that don't seem little at the time, the language issue from dad. It could be so much worse. They could be watching pornography together. Dad could think it's cool to show his 12-year-old son pornography. Let's weigh out what we're dealing with and also realize God knows about this. You're not alone in this. And yes, we need to take on some big things. Yes, the lifestyle issues that aren't huge, but they're contrary to our belief system. Mm-hmm. I watched a single mom of a son go nuts because her son spent part of the time with her ex and his new wife, and there was a Santa Claus in the front yard, and Santa was a big part of their Christmas. And that just took her out because it was Santa Claus. And was Santa Claus a key part of our Christmas? No, Santa Claus wasn't a key part. It was about Jesus. But that would not have taken me out. Let's get a little balance here on how bad some things could be. And that's why it's real important for her to have, is there somebody she can talk to?
Like, what are the battles to fight?
Yeah, worth fighting for, major, right? On the majors. I can't believe you had a Santa Claus at your house. Mm-hmm. I can't believe my son came home with this word I've never heard. And wow. Sometimes you have to say, no, that's not an acceptable word for here. Would you use that word in church? No, you wouldn't. And I'm sorry your dad used that word around you, but that's not something we say here.
It's just difficult because you work so hard, you know, to raise your son and everything. And then there are parts of his life that you cannot control because there is the dad. There's the other forces even in school and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's a bazillion parts you can't control. You can't control what germ goes in his nostrils.
Exactly.
And there's these things that God permits. I have finally realized, it took me a long time to realize, my mom died. I was angry when my mom died when I entered high school. And my dad got remarried. I was in a year or so, and I was even a year and a half, and I was even angrier at that. And I finally realized that God used all of that for good. It took me forever to get that. And I finally got that, what my dad has done, what my father has done. And in the process, I developed a relationship with a heavenly father that was unbelievable when I was mad at my dad. And my father had to say, let go of this. You got to let go of this, that you're mad at your dad. I'm your father. Later in life, I got that. God is either in control or he's not. We live on a debauched planet, and there are going to be some difficult things. She's supposed to do what she can do, but be very careful not to place the child in the middle of your issues with your ex, because when that child is in the middle, it's going to be ugly, and he's got to choose.
But sometimes you can put your child almost to be, he needs to be the reflection of me. And he needs it. My self-esteem is so tied into my son there are things I can't control. And yet I get so angry because then I see him failing in some areas or just hitting the wall in some area, making mistakes. And then I'm devastated because you feel like you failed your son. You didn't do things right.
Well, I failed in my marriage, I feel, and I can't possibly let this fail. And so I put all my chips in this right here, and I try to protect my son from planet Earth, and we live here, and there's going to be input, and I have to realize this child is going to go through stuff. This child is going to fail at stuff. This can't be my worth. We have a huge problem in our culture of what is self-esteem. Self-esteem isn't a bad word. It's a diagnostic word. It's how do I esteem me? How do I find my worth? We have to find our worth in Christ, not our performance, not what we wear, not what we drive, not how we look, not my grades in school. And the American mom really has found her self-esteem for her child in her child's report card and academics, because we think everything revolves around getting into the right universities. Really. It's so ridiculous. And we know one of the interesting things about Moses, greatest education probably the known world had to offer at that time in Egypt, and as a foster child in Pharaoh's palace. And great education still had to be retrained by God out there in 40 years of doing low-class shepherd work so he could come back and be used by God. The greatest thing we do is, mom, is for you to introduce your son to Christ and let Christ be his role model. But that's a long process. Take that one on. When you're eliminating things from his life, fill his life with a relationship with Christ and let him see that in you. You esteem yourself through Christ. I know that's hard to grasp, but that's a lifetime project. My mom believed that Christ was God and that God had the answers.
You're listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries here on Parenting Today. I'm your host, Ruthie J., and if you've been blessed by this program and the ministry of Sheridan House Family Ministries, you can find out more about them online at shfm.org. Support the ministry there too, or you can do it conveniently even right now and support the ministry with just $10. All you have to do is text the letters SH to 415-415. 415-1-8. That's 415-1-8. And through your cell phone, you can give $10 to Sheridan House. And if you want to hear this program again with someone, share it with a mom of a son when dad is not around. You can hear it again at parentingtoday.org. Share it. There's a lot of tools. Even you can search for so many other topics there as well. That's parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow as we conclude this topic of mothers of sons when dad is not around here on Parenting Today.